Begin the current daf and start the human daf chaf. Hey, begin on the base. Begin the tis the master. Begin with the gemara. Toshma. It's being a raya regarding this question: do we make a separate pious in each one, or we just do one and everyone's included? He said lohay pious lamachta b'chulu. There was no separate lottery for the pan. It was together with that of Kataris. Ah, you see, you do one, and whoever's included is included. You don't do separate one for each one individual. So it's a statement. It's a wonder. My ma'aser b'Yehuda, why bring a rev from Yehuda? Leis from Tanikam Ibra, bring from Tanikama, who disagrees, who says that there was a separate lottery for the Machta. So why bring a b'Yehuda? If someone says what you could say is the Hachim Ma'aser. Ah, the reason why we bring from Yehuda is because the Afilo Tanikama, even Tanikama, le'polgalah el b'Kataris. He would only disagree by the Kataris, mishum g'leishchicha, because it's not so common. Ma'atra makes a person wealthy, and that's where they would hold it. You do a separate lottery on the pan of Ba'am Amayda, but in general, of course, they would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that you wouldn't make a separate lottery for each one independently, and therefore that's why we could bring a ray from here that everyone, even Tanakama, would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that generally you would not make a separate lottery for each individual who's doing this week, and so on and so forth. Or another approach that says what you have to say is like this: the Rabbi Yehuda hazricha b'machta, the one who gets the merit to bring the pan of the coals. His ability, his rights, wasn't coming at all anything to do with the lottery. Meaning, oh, because the guy to his left won the Keteres. So the guy on his right, oh, by default, he also wins the right to the pan. Ella, no. But Daita the Kohen Shazacha B'Keteres is telling us, so tasing the groundwork over here, that it's obviously dependent on the intention and the consent of the Kohen who won the rights for the Keteres. And that is, if he wants to, he could do it all himself. Shaka Keteres, Shaka Machti, he could take the Keteres, he could take the pan himself. The Kohen L'Chudei Ovid L'Kul Milsa, the Kohen God himself does everything himself. Now, and that's Avagav the Hasim Tricha Milsa too, but even though over there it's actually pretty difficult. Because the boy Lasui B'Chavne, he's got to bring it in his palms, get the Isil, come on, Pergatzila, like the one said, living up in Zion Manal. Koshkin Hacha, the late Tricha Milsa, the show over here where it's not so difficult, doesn't have to do it as he does it over there because it has to be specifically Melechavnev. The Masi Abba Lalukul Milsa Lukhadei, the Rebbe held that the one who won the Keteres could do everything himself. Miu, however, Mishum the Tricha Milsa Ketzatz, it is a little bit difficult to carry the Keteres and the pan of the coals yourself. So Urchad Milsa, the norm was, Haba Shahoya Oima La'acha Zachi Mibu Machti, he would tell someone else that was with him, okay, merit with me, and you take the pan with me, for me. Now, for Ragul Hoya Loima, it normally was what usually happened. He would tell Loisa Shamanes Lelimina Mishimavi, he would tell the guy to his right because of causing a fight. The other shouldn't be particular. Why'd you pick him? Why'd you pick him? Okay, it's normal. We know that anyways, usually you go to the right. Now, but if he wanted to change, he has that option. He could do it all himself. Or even, or he could tell the guy to his left, or la'acha, or some other person, that's not even next to him at all. Zachimi, you do with me. So to the wording sounds like Kain Shazach Machta Oimer Bechula, the one who wins the he says, meaning Vlaikama doesn't say Oimer that's Lane Mishakama, doesn't say the one who's standing next to him, he's just drawn after him, because Amasamach like said later on by Yudbez Achavakam Nim Shachomai that they're drawn with him, that's a domino effect. No, it's not a domino effect. He'll tell that guy to the Machta to do it with me, but he could choose whoever he wants to. Mechamash, but Tesefta, so the sounds like him from the Tesefta, the Ktani, Bosomilson, Yubhid the Hacha. That after the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda over here, it says that it quotes Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Maase B'Samach. The Gemara is going to surely bring Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Tosefta brings it right after the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that lo haya pais le'varm, that there was no lottery for the limbs. Ela hamala oisin lekevesh, mala oisin mizbeach. There was no separate one to bring from the ramp to the mizbeach. Rather, whoever brought it to the ramp brought it to the mizbeach. Now, Alma Dumi Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Rabbi Yehuda. This obviously Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's teaching is similar to that of Rabbi Yehuda, because it's right after that, and the Tosefta is connecting them, meaning that just Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is saying that there's no lottery at all, so Rabbi Yehuda's teaching of who gets the machta is also not any rights because of the lottery, because it's not to do with the lottery. He's because the guy who won the Keteres could choose whatever he wants to do. He just happened to pick the guy. So it says Tyson now with that introduction, now we could understand why the Gemara was being arrived from Yehuda, who he says that there was no lottery for the Machta to resolve the question that you see, generally we didn't go ahead and make a separate lottery for each one independently, even though the Rabbanim disagree and they hold that there was a lottery for the Machta. No, it's a riot because the Ad can lo plig Rabbanim, what do the Rabbanim disagree with Yehuda? Ela de Lesrilem, the only thing they disagree is regarding that they don't hold the Bedas HaKoyin HaZoicha B'Gitarya telling us. They don't hold it's dependent on the one that wins the Gitarya, that he could choose to do whatever he wants to do. But of course they agreed the in chesma facing that you don't do a separate lottery for the Machta. They don't hold you do that. No, they agree that you don't do a separate one. What they disagree with Rebbe is regarding that the one who stands to the right of him, he has the rights because of the laws of the lottery. And it's not dependent on the coin who wins the guitarist. Oh, so now it makes sense why we bring a right from Yehuda regarding that we don't do separate lottery. Because even Rabban agree that you don't do a separate lottery. And it's just drawn after the first guy. They just disagree regarding if he has the right to choose or it's got to go automatically to the right. Now, but what bothers Tesis is, we explain, according to Blazim Yaakov, there's no lottery to bring the limbs from the ramp to the Mizbech. And that's actually why the Gemara says later on the next daf, and Avchavov, that according to Blazim Yaakov, you have to say that there was a lottery for the pan to make up this missing lottery, which he doesn't hold on. So it comes out, Lezim Yaakov disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. So now we're back to the question. So why resolving Rabbi Yehuda that there was no lottery for the pan when Lezim Yaakov disagrees and holds that there was a lottery for the pan? So that's a taste of Adkan Lepoli, Rabbi Lezim Yaakov, come on. Rabbi Lezim Yaakov disagrees. The Svila Shechayzim Afas Lezim Yaakov, go do a separate lottery for the pan. That's Elikadei Lahashim Dal Payosis. That's simply because that you have to fulfill the quota of four lotteries. Because he's missing one from the Evarm, from the Kevish to the Mizbech. And that's why he says, Kishum Tam Yesh in Lefach is Midal Peyos, is that it's not gonna, you're not supposed to have less than four lotteries. But that's Midika Parakli, come on, come as him, like we find the Gemara later on, next daf that asked many times, him came Batzla Payos, so you're missing the number of amount of requisite lotteries that you're supposed to have. But that's the only reason why he would say such a thing, that you have to separate them. But not because he inherently holds that it should be separate. So therefore it says, Tayyiz Bimkin, if that's the case, but Pais Hashani, so by the second lottery, which is regarding what our Gemara's question regarding the Karban Talmud, Kulam Amoydi, everyone would agree that Kivin Pamachas Mafaisa, since you're doing it at one time, the Lilachal Avoydi Mafaisa, that you would not go ahead and separate every single one independently, rather it would all go based on the first one, because even Rabbi Yaakov disagrees, it's only because he needs the quota of number four, but besides that, he would agree, so therefore, that's why the Gemara brings the right from Yehuda, because no one disagrees with the principle of that it seems like that in general, we would not separate it, even Rabbi Yaakov was only doing it because he needs the number four, but by the Karban Talmud, but you don't need it anymore, he would agree that you would not separate these 13 into 13 separate ladders. From where do we know that the head and the fats, that they come first? We have to bring a source for that. Now, says Tosfos, it's a wonder to me. If that's the case, that you're saying that the fats go with the head, so when we mention that the first things to be brought is the head and then the right hind leg, why don't you mention the fats with that if you're saying the fats also come first? And that's a taste of your stomach, you could say, is given the EF shall hack the rich blade paddy, right? Since you cannot sacrifice the head without the fats, the Zeratach covered, then we say that's the honorific way of doing it. So, Bachal Rishu, that's included in the head. Then we didn't have to specify the secondary element of the fats. Kitchenik says the Masal, that begins with the Gemara, and this in Pedal Besa Shchid Malay. You put the fats on the area, the surface of where it was slaughtered, and that's how you bring it up to the Mizbeach. So it says, from Tim, it says, take a second look. It says, if you're going to say, some high krotebik lon, so from this pasuk itself, you should learn out, that the fats come before all the dismembered parts, because the kibin the reish kaidim, if you tell me that the head is first, so peder shalav nami kaidim, and you already told me that the fats have to cover the head, so obviously the fats come first. So I didn't need a separate source to say that the fats and the head come before everything else, if I know the head comes first, and the fats have to be on the head. And this is something you could say, yes, the sugget that no, you would have thought to say, yeah, chayfa pedal beisa shchita, that you should cover the fats over the area where it was slaughtered, acha malei l'resh mizbech, until you bring it up to the tam mizbech, then v'az meisa pedal manicha, that then you remove the fats and you put it on the side. And then you sacrifice the head by itself, and the fats are sacrificed with the intestines. And if you need a separate pasuk to say, not only that it covers the head, that but also that you sacrifice it first, before all the other parts. Another approach you could say is, Ila because of Hachkra, if we didn't have this pasuk, we would not have expounded it. Let me rather just to say, if I only had the other pasuk, I would have thought to say, okay, I know that the head and the fats come before all the other dismembered parts. But I would not have known that, but the fats have to be put onto the Bishchid and the covered. So therefore, that's what I'm saying, from both angles, you need to have both pasukim. One is that it should cover the Makam Shchit, and also that's regarding the Malehu, and also regarding in the sacrifice, that you can sacrifice the fats with the head before all the other parts. And so it says in Perek HaShechet, Kesavti Yaseh, in Chulin of Chumzayin Manav, I wrote more, but here, that's not applicable.